Hi everyone, my name is Deborah Roberts. If you're here for the first time, hello and welcome. Today, I want to talk a little bit about just Christmas and share a couple verses. I first wanted to share some things that I've been thankful for. It's been a crazy year for us. I know a lot of you have prayed for me this year and I really appreciate it. I'm very thankful for that. And I think it's also proof that God hears prayers and answers them. Maybe not always the way we pray, but according to his character and his will, understanding that he knows us and what's best for us. So thank you everyone for praying. And I'm also thankful for Jesus. And that's what I wanted to read to you today is a little snippet from the Bible. I'm going to be in Luke chapter 2, and I'll be reading the NLT version. So if you have that and you want to go grab it quick, I'll wait a second to start reading. I'm going to share just a little bit. Luke chapter 2 talks about when Jesus was born at the beginning of the chapter, and that's what I want to share with you. So let's get started. Luke chapter 2, verse 1. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for the census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. And suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. And they were terrified. But the angel reassured them, "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the Lord had said to them about the child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their fields, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. And it was just as the angels had told them. Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. And I'm thankful that Jesus came to save us. Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to those with whom